Well, it's time to talk a little bit about the Eagles secondary. Dave Spadaro joined by Brandon Boykin in the studio here at the NovaCare Complex. Brandon, how are you?
Doing good.
1 year later, it's all second nature to you, right?
Second nature, easy now.
Yeah, right.
Went by fast.
Yeah. Is there a big difference, even though, like, you know, with the new coaching staff, there's almost kind of that sense of being a rookie again?
Right. A little bit. There's still, like you said, you're still learning. You got a whole different personnel as far as coaching, but you know, as far as the experience that I gained last year, and you know, the game's really slowed down to me, so I can definitely see improvement in that.
What was it, a blur when you look back at year one?
Without a doubt. I mean, I was talking to David Sims earlier, and we were just saying a year ago, and we were like, "Wow, that sounds crazy." That it really was a year ago. It was my rookie year. So,
what do you think? In what part of your makeup do you grow up the most? Do you think your first year in the NFL, maturity, handling the lifestyle, what is it?
I just think time management, just kind of really learning to be a pro, taking care of your body, doing the things that you got to do off the field as well as on the field. So just a combination of things is making you successful.
How about from just a confidence standpoint, Brandon? You played well last year. You come into the league. I guess you really don't know how you're going to fare. I mean, you've always had success, but that you came in and played well, what has that done for you?
It's huge, just as far as confidence. Like you said, being a defensive back, I went against some of the greatest receivers in the league last year, and that really did do a lot for my confidence coming in the second year, knowing that I can compete with those guys and even be even better this year.
And you don't have to hear any questions about playing against bigger, taller receivers.
Right.
You've proven that you can do that.
Absolutely. Thank God for my vertical leap that he's giving me. So hopefully this year, people will underestimate me again and give me a chance to go get some picks.
A guy like Victor Cruz, a physical, is that the difference in some college receivers and some NFL, the way they use their bodies, the little tricks of the trade to create separation?
It is. Like you said, going against Larry Fitzgerald, that was kind of the first time I really noticed that. The margin for error is really slim, just as far as your alignment, your technique. One mistake and he's making a catch. So, I had to learn that really quickly.
Brandon, what's your situation now? How are they using you? What do you anticipate? What's different about the secondary as well?
This year, I'm still playing nickel, still doing a lot of corner. Returning, doing a lot of the special teams, so it's kind of early. Mm-hmm. Still being evaluated and doing everything that I can, but secondary is very fast. Our team is fast, so of course we got to have athletes back there. But I definitely feel like everybody can play multiple positions, and we're looking good.
Is it a totally different way of learning to play the position? Is it going to change that much for you, technique wise?
I don't think so. The nickel doesn't really change. Corners don't really change. As far as 3-4, 4-3, but just kind of me being a second-year player, now I can kind of focus on my technique and my fundamentals more now that I know, what to expect and the speed of the game.
What's so great about being in the NFL?
You're living your dream. You work, your whole life to get to this point, and now that you're actually here, you're playing in front of, millions of fans and people that really look up to you, and, getting to do it on a daily basis as your job is great.
Yeah, it's. I guess you get told by veterans over and over again, this doesn't last forever, so you better make the most of it now.
Right. And they're right. I mean, that first year went by so quick. So, the lifespan, they say, is, 3 or 4 years, God willing. But, that first one went by quick, so it does go by fast.
Brandon, hopefully you'll play 15 years in the NFL, and then when you are done, move into the broadcast booth. I know that's an interest of yours.
Right.
And you did it in college. You took a little internship here in Philadelphia. It's a tough business, isn't it?
It really is. It's very much harder than it looks on TV. Reading off a teleprompter, or just even kind of going back and forth. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the lights, or just knowing that you're actually live. But it's a lot harder than people really do think.
Well, the good news is you look great. So that's half the battle. That's been. I mean, I don't. You know what I'm saying? So I gotta make up for it in other ways. But
right. It
is so about how you look, about how you present yourself. You've got to look relaxed. You've got to be energetic. It's people who watch it, they think it's easy. It's not.
They really do. They think it's just.
Did you sweat? Were you nervous? Were you on camera first time, kind of going and having the sweat coming out?
Feeling
it on your head?
Big time. It took me about 4 or 5, probably 6 takes just to get my intro right. And,
yeah.
I mean, you get the hang of it as you continue to go and get confidence, just like anything else.
Yeah, absolutely right. And so here, I imagine is the lifestyle a little bit different with the practice regime, with the routine you have in the off season as opposed to last year for you?
Well, coming in last year, I really didn't know what to expect.
Yeah.
So I was just coming off the combine and, training for all of that. And, this year the speed is faster, the tempo is faster as far as practicing. So I think my offseason regimen will probably be a little bit more faster. I plan on going down to Pensacola to train, and you know, I'll probably just be doing a lot of, you know, just quick stuff, working on my endurance and things like that.
How's your body changed since college?
I think it's changed a lot as far as, like I said, my endurance and you know, just my ability to last longer. College, I did a lot of things, but the pace wasn't as fast as the NFL. And then you add Chip Kelly's offense and the defense and the way we're going, you know, you got to be two times as fast.
Yeah, well, keep up the good work, man. It seems like you're coming along nicely. You pleased with where you are?
Absolutely. Yeah. Definitely looking forward to this year.
Yeah, good. Brandon Boykin in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Thank you very much. Keep up the good work. Brandon Boykin.
Thank you.
Here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.